I don't even know how to start.
Just start it.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Dallas Hoops Fancast, a podcast for Mavs fans and a safe place overall just to share feelings. I'm your host, Sydney. I'm here with my co-host, Martin.
Hi.
You can follow the show on Twitter at Dallas Hoops Cast.
They can't hear that stuff right
now.
You
can follow me on Twitter, and that is also a safe place.
Please move on.
At _ Sydney Myers. We're all, you know, we're all in this together. It's like the people on the boats from the Titanic. You know, we're all alive together, and that's what matters. I really shouldn't compare this to such a tragic
event.
Do you
want to
No, I'm good. Okay. It's just, you know, my emotions get the better of me. I have no notes for this episode. We're just going to talk. And I, before we even start, if you're listening to this and you wonder what kind of tone it's going to take, if you can't already tell, we're disappointed and we're upset. And so we're gonna share that, and then you can share it right back at us. But I do want to clarify, or just, you know, clear up that we still support Donnie Nelson. I think he's a great GM. And I understand the Mavs have KP and Luka. I know they're going to be good next year. But I can still be upset about what happened. Like, I'm not going to put any... We've talked about this before. You know, we don't work for the team. We're not a big media company. We can say how we feel. We are on the same page with you. But, you know, I don't think Donnie Nelson should be fired.
Right. I'm not as drastic as some of these fans.
Yeah.
Fire them all.
Yeah. But we are, you know, so we're going to share some frustrations. Martin, would you like to take the floor first, or we'll just,
yeah, I mean,
just go at it?
Well, like you mentioned, I still believe in Donnie Nelson. I believe Donnie Nelson is a great GM. I do. And there's a lot of people maybe that feel like he's not, because the Mavericks haven't gotten a big name free agent.
Right.
And you know what? That's 100% accurate.
It's
they
true.
Have not. There's a lot of influences around that impacted those decisions. I don't think a lot of them should be put on Donnie Nelson. So that being said, yes, I think the Mavs organization is a high-class organization. I think KP and Luka are going to be stars. And like these other teams now, all of them seem to have two stars. I think the Mavericks are right there with them with two stars. We just got to see them on the court.
Yeah.
That being said,
we're still upset.
This was a very disappointing free agency.
Yeah.
And the thing that disappoints me the most is that it appears, whether it's true or not, it appears the Mavericks weren't actually interested
in
any of these guys.
They didn't even try. They didn't even want them, as if, you know, we're so good, I don't even want you, Tobias Harris.
Okay. So I don't know if that's their mindset behind
or
it.
Or just,
it's
yeah.
just, they just... They didn't appear to have interest. And I know like some of the big name guys like Kemba, okay, you got taken out of those sweepstakes pretty quickly. But there were other guys out there like Bogdanovich.
Yeah, Malcolm Brogdon.
Malcolm Brogdon.
Bogdanovich, Patrick Beverley.
Beverley was a big
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
That
I
they,
can't
they,
think
they
of
were in
other names.
D'Angelo Russell.
Julius Randle.
Julius Randle. Look, and look, I know some of these guys, they're not the best fit for your team. I understand
but
that. But
good
look
assets.
At what the Warriors did.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell does not fit with what the Warriors' style of play is. Their style is a lot of ball movement, and D'Angelo Russell's a one-on-one guy.
Yeah, really good at it, but doesn't fit.
He does not fit with Steph and Klay, but they didn't care about that. What they were concerned about was getting an asset,
yeah.
because that asset will turn into other assets. And the Mavericks should have known that, because look what happened when you had Dennis Smith, an asset.
Exactly.
With DeAndre Jordan's contract, an asset. And Wes Matthews' contract, an asset. You turn those assets into Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe the perfect guy for you wasn't out there. Maybe Bogdanovich, you did have concerns with his defense. That's fine. But the guy's an asset.
Yeah.
And you can turn that asset into another asset that fits your team. But it appears they weren't interested in any of these guys.
Out of 400 free agents, they were interested in one. Danny Green, which, don't get me wrong, I really wanted Danny Green, but to target one, that's just not safe. And then you're going to say like, well, we didn't want those other guys, or now we're not going to do anything because we didn't get our one guy. And it's like, well,
and
you can still make the team better.
And
why
that could
not?
All be PR, you
Maybe.
Know, whatever, they're trying to save face. Look, we don't really know who they were interested in and who they were going at, because they are very good at not leaking their information. So we really don't know. It just appears that way, that they really had one guy in their mind was Kemba. When they didn't get Kemba, it was Danny Green. And that was it.
Yeah. And now they're not, like, we're hearing they're not interested in Avery Bradley.
Which
they're not interested in Steven Adams. And it's like, well, why not? They would make you better.
And that's even, that's my point. If you were able to get Steven Adams for nothing. Now, again, the Thunder, Steven Adams is a high quality asset. So they're not just going to give him away.
Right.
But let's just pretend that you had an opportunity to get him. Well, the reports are you're not interested in him. And that just boggles
my mind.
Because, he may not be a fit with your offense. I know you got to have that rim roll. I know Carlisle's got the specific players that he wants. But this is an asset that you can turn into other assets if it does not fit.
And he's a good player.
And he's better than Kapowell. With all due respect to Dwight Powell, Steven Adams is on another level than Dwight Howard.
And so
Dwight Powell and Dwight Howard. Yeah.
So it's like, I know they have Luka and KP and they're going to be good, but they could be better if they got some of these other guys. Why wouldn't you want to make them better? And that's what I'm talking about, is this idea that we have to stay, we can't be mad about this. Like, I wanted to talk about this tweet from Jeff Skinwade because he's on the positivity thing. And you know what? Respect. Okay. I appreciate that.
Well, but I have a whole, when we get into that, I got a whole bunch to say about that.
So his tweet, someone called him out. He was like, dude, you helped fuel the fury with your Mavs fans are going to be really excited about this free agency tweet. And Skinwade tweeted, he said, I understand and I've tweeted as much, but Mavs are still in a very good position. Fans don't have to act like moody, petulant little eighth grade girls going through puberty that don't get their way. The negativity over a team in such a great position is pathetic. These people deserve Dolan. And this is what I'm talking about. Like, this is the kind of spin that I'm not going to put on things because I'm a fan and we can just say however we feel. But it's like, dude, okay, talk about spreading positivity. You're going to do that through insults or this idea that we don't have the right to be upset. It's like, I can be upset. I can understand that they have Luka and Porzingis and they're going to be good. And I can understand that they tried and swung or missed, and sometimes that happens. And I can also be upset. I wanted Danny Green and they didn't get him. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, and I think he's more targeting those that say fire Donnie.
Yeah,
and all
maybe.
That. Which, okay, that's a little bit dramatic. But
you're upset with our reaction. Look at your reaction. Yes. How is that positive? Yeah.
Well, and you got to understand, we're fans. We're disappointed. We're watching the Clippers, the Lakers, the
everybody
else get the Utah Jazz, you know. And we're disappointed. Do I want Donnie fired? Am I burning a Mavericks jersey?
No, of course not.
I do think we're going to make the playoffs next year. I just thought we had a great opportunity to build a really good team, maybe even a contending team if the pieces fell right. And I remember when he first originally tweeted back before free agency started.
Yeah.
He said, Mavs fans are going to be really happy with the way this summer goes. Like, he had some inside information because he's close to the Mavericks. And I remember
it
said,
for the team.
Screenshot that and save that, because you can't say stuff like that and then things don't go well. And then now you're trying to backtrack.
Now you're like, well, guys, you should stay positive. It's like, well, look, I could, but I'm just disappointed.
We're happy we got Luka and KP.
Yeah.
I know 14 months ago, everybody keeps mentioning 14 months ago, they had no direction. We agree.
Yeah.
Okay, but that doesn't explain the lack of movement in free agency. When you had all of this money, what was the point of trading Harrison Barnes?
Yeah, you got space.
Yeah, if you didn't do anything, you're better off if you just kept Harrison Barnes.
Yeah.
Him and Luke had a great chemistry
towards
going with his three.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's what I want to make clear is like, I didn't set these expectations. I didn't say the Mavs should do this and then expect them to listen to me. Okay, the Mavs are the ones that made trades for cap space. They're the ones that cleared all this cap. You know, they're the ones that set all these things and made these moves. Clearly, they intended to use that money for something. Like, they're the ones that set these expectations. I have to imagine that they're disappointed too.
Oh, if they're... Now, Donnie is Mr. Positive.
Yeah, he'll say whatever he needs to say.
Well, because he's going to keep it positive, and that's his job.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that this free agency went their way. Like, I in their mind, it didn't go the way they wanted it to either, especially if they wanted Kemba. They were out of that as soon as Boston said, hey, we want Kemba too. Oh, okay, we're coming to you.
Boston's the front runners.
Yeah.
Like, well, they like, just, all they said.
The Mavs are at a disadvantage in free agency when it comes to the big name free agents, but they're not with the second tier, the Bogdanoviches,
the Malcolm Brogdons, Chandler Parsons.
They can bring those guys in.
Yeah, so target those guys.
And but and no, we got to get a star.
We got to keep the powder dry. It's like, that powder is expired, okay?
And it's like, can we move on from... The only way you get stars is by trades.
Yeah, because that's where Donnie...
That's his expertise.
Yeah, he's amazing he does, with that.
Yes.
You give him assets and draft picks, and you get Dirk and Luka and KP.
But you can't... They couldn't make a trade for years because they had no assets.
Yes.
All of a sudden, they draft Dennis Smith, number 9. That's an asset.
Yeah.
And then that
you
that
sign
asset,
contracts, Barnes and Matthews and DeAndre.
And
you
these
have
things
assets.
Are assets. And the to go through the entire free agency with not bringing any high quality assets. No disrespect to Seth. We are so happy
we
he's back.
We talked about that last episode.
Yes,
I
love
Seth.
Seth.
This isn't about that.
And I just felt like Bogdanović, you had an opportunity, and it appears you had zero interest.
Patrick Beverley, they didn't
Patrick
even call
Beverly,
Patrick
I felt
Beverley.
Like, yes, and that's and then you had an opportunity to get Goran Dragic,
who's a solid point guard, friends with Luka. It would help you on and off the court.
He would be the third best player on your team right now.
Yeah,
and we're like, no, we want Derek Jones.
If you ain't
Jr.
giving us Derek Jones Jr., it is
the,
off
the great. Derek.
Well,
Jones,
they didn't want to take Goran the cap space. They didn't want to take up the
cap
space.
Oh, that and, certainly helped them now.
I mean, it's easy to say that in retrospect, which is where we
but
are.
That's the
so
problem.
That's all we can do.
But that's what they do. They held on to this hope, this 1% chance of getting Danny Green. You didn't make any other moves instead of just moving on.
Exactly.
As soon as he said it's between you, the Lakers, and the Clippers. And the Raptors, you should have just moved on.
Yeah. We have a 25% chance to get a guy that
if
the
that.
Lakers also
yes.
want. Why would we win that? And that's my thing is like the free agent going after the big fish. Danny Green is not a big fish, which almost makes
but he
it worse.
Been a
like,
great. Yeah.
We can't even get Danny Green to sign here. Okay. Like, can we finally move on
from
this
free
idea
agency.
Of free?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's been this way ever since the championship. And it's like, and it's not just that we're losing out on guys. It's that the guys that we're not getting, that we're giving up. Like, we didn't bring back Tyson and Barea because we wanted
Darren Howard
Williams.
And Darren Williams.
We didn't draft Giannis because they wanted a chance at Dwight Howard. Like, it's not just the guys that you don't get. It's the guys that you also miss out on. And it's just, it's so frustrating. It's like, can we finally just... Stop.
Sometimes
can we stop that?
You just, if you have an opportunity to get better, whether it was your number one option, sometimes you just got to make it because you need assets in order to turn them into better assets. If you continue to stand pat, hoping and waiting for that guy, then you're always going to be missing out on players. The fact that this trade with Porzingis is not proof of that.
I know.
The one time you get an asset, it turned into a better asset.
Yeah.
So you need assets to get assets.
So sign them. Or, you know, like what we were saying earlier, Andre Iguodala is available. Steven Adams might be available. Avery Bradley is available. Dwight Howard might be available. I'm not saying I want Howard. I'm just saying from what we've heard, they're not interested in any of these guys.
And,
it's
and that
like,
doesn't
why
make
not?
Any sense. Now, there are rumors that the Mavericks are interested in Iguodala. Yippee, you know.
Well,
it would have been great if you had Danny Green because then you had both
point,
of them.
At this point, I would love to have Iguodala because now even more so, you need those wing defenders.
Yeah, because you're going to go against Kawhi and Paul George, LeBron.
Every night
Damian
it's going to be.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah, every
everybody.
Night.
Russell Westbrook, may he rest in peace.
you know, I don't really feel bad for Westbrook because I feel like people have been telling him for years what he needs to change and he's like, no.
That's it.
I'm my just, own man, you know.
Let's not impersonate
okay.
Russell
Westbrook. That's what
Westbrook
sounds like.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, look, there are some irrational fans out there.
Yes.
But Ben...
or anybody that's saying that we should not be upset, that we need to stay positive, that we're... being unreasonable. Anybody that says anything about to stay positive.
What's that famous saying about arguing with somebody on the internet?
It's not a good.
Okay. So he's arguing with irrational Mavs fans.
And insulting them. And that is somehow supposed to make him look like a more rational adult person.
Yeah. Look.
We're upset. And I think that's fine.
Everybody's going to forget about this free agency. It'll heal. And as soon as you see Luka, KP,
doing
pick and roll.
Pick and roll.
Pick and pop, whatever. Everybody's going to be super happy. But we are disappointed in the way this free agency went. It looked like we were not really interested in any of these guys that they had an opportunity to get. It appears that way. We don't know. It just appears that way. When Bogdanovich can get, you know, persuaded to go to Utah, and we can't get in that sweepstakes and for $18 million a year.
Utah is a beautiful state.
Offer him 4 for $80 million.
The city of Utah is just,
you know, all 50 people that live in that state.
Utah is a beautiful state.
It's beautiful.
That was just a joke, but
it's like I feel like at least Dallas is a better destination than Utah.
And like I said earlier, I have to believe that the front office is also disappointed.
You'd have to be.
Yeah, you'd have to be. So I think it's fine to be upset, to be disappointed. We can still support the team. I know they're going to be good next year. They have a bright future. But why wouldn't I be upset that they didn't get anybody?
I'm still excited about the season because of Porzingis and Luka. Yeah. And when you look at some of the players that Luka had put up numbers like in his rookie year, and then you look at the jump they made their second season.
Yeah, we were looking at that the other
day. Luka has a real chance of being a complete stud next year, like a straight up superstar.
So we looked at LeBron, which Luka had a better rookie year than LeBron, but LeBron averaged like 21 points his rookie year. Next season, he averaged like 27.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't remember
who Kevin Durant went from 20 to 25.
Yeah, all of them from their rookie season to their second season, it was like they became that guy that they are right now. So, and so
Luka has a real opportunity of averaging like 25, 8, and 8 next year.
Now, those guys also went up to like 40 minutes a game,
which Carlisle's not going to allow.
Yeah, so my expectations with Luka are, I'm not saying he's going to average 27, but like you said, 24, 25.
Yeah.
But and the bigger point is just making the jump to a superstar. That is well within his reach right now. Yes.
So the Mavericks are going to be good.
Yeah.
We're not saying they're not.
But I wanted Danny Green.
the Lakers got him for 2 year, 30 million.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Because in our last episode, we said that it would appear that Danny Green is using the Mavericks as leverage. Mm-hmm. And the reasoning was because he's either going to sign where Kawhi signs, or once Kawhi signs, the other teams will get desperate and they'll drive up their price. Well, the Mavericks already had the highest price, so they can't outbid themselves. And so it was like, who else can drive up their price? Well, the Lakers and the Clippers, a.k.a. not the Mavs. And I don't know for sure. Obviously, I don't know the facts, but I'm also not stupid. Like, I can read a situation and kind of perceive what happened. The fact that the Lakers signed Danny Green for 2 years, $30 million, that's $15 million a year, which is more than what the Mavs supposedly offered. The way that Danny Green was saying how much he liked the Mavs, how tantalizing the offer is.
Quote, unquote.
Like, $13 million compared to $15 million. If you're going to describe something as tantalizing.
It's $12 million, not even 12.
Yeah, 12 compared to 15. If I'm and also, they have LeBron and AD.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm describing an offer as tantalizing, it would be that one. But he didn't, which makes me believe that what we said, what I thought was going to happen, is what happened. The Lakers got desperate. He said, well, the Mavs offered me this, so the Lakers drove up their price. He was never actually going to come here.
Well, and again, it appears that, yes, you were interested in Danny Green, but you weren't willing to do what was necessary to get him.
Yeah.
3 for $36 million is not going to convince him to come to Dallas over the Lakers,
right,
especially when they have LeBron and Anthony Davis. So in order to get Danny Green, you had to give him the contract of a lifetime, which we're willing to give to Wes Matthews in a heartbeat. In fact, we even paid him more than
Harrison
he asked
Barnes
for. Or Chandler Parsons.
And that's, okay, this goes back to the championship, and then you can finish your sentence. Mm-hmm. Goes back, and you said, who said this? It might have been Stephen A. Smith. He was like, Mark Cuban, and okay, just for the record, I respect Mark
Cuban. Yes.
Yeah, like I'm not saying Cuban's an idiot, but I'm saying in the past, they have been willing to pay guys like
Wes Matthews.
No, like the centers that they had.
Oh, Erica Dampier.
all these other guys that they had paid, underperformed, but yet he wouldn't pay Tyson. And it's the same thing. You were willing to pay Wes Matthews, Chandler Parsons, all this money, and yet you won't pay Danny Green when you actually have a good team now and he fits in perfectly. If I'm going to overpay anyone, it would be him
Have been, and I said on our last podcast, it should have started at 4 years, $60 million.
Yeah.
Because of his age, a 4-year deal would have been so much more enticing. And the $15 million would have been so much better.
And it's not a lot.
No, it's
that's not a max.
And 3 for 36 is not going.
You still have $7 million left over.
And it's not going to convince him to choose you over the Lakers. And if you think about this, you're going against
the Lakers
in free agency.
Who are not just the Lakers, they also have LeBron and AD right now.
So if you're going to win Danny Green, you have to throw a contract that nobody would ignore. And we're so willing to do it for some players, but then for others, we're like, no. After a torn Achilles, Wes Matthews, here you go. Max contract. Boom. Done.
Yeah.
Danny Green off a championship, best 3-and-D guy in the league.
I mean, we'll give you 12 a year, but I mean, I
4 for 60, I felt like would have made it too much.
And
to
this
pass
is
on.
My thing with the Mavs. It's like some guys they are so loyal and emotional about, like the way that they've taken care of Dwight Powell and Dorian Finney-Smith and and different guys in the past. You know, I can't think of names right now, but they're known to be very a loyal organization. They take care of their guys. But then some guys, they're so cold. Like Monte Ellis, you're 33 now. We don't want you. You're too old. You know, Danny Green.
Well, he was 30 at the time.
Yeah. It's like some guys, they're, you know, Tyson, Barea, they get so cold and calculated. Whereas with other guys, they take care of them so well. And it's just like, I don't understand.
What's hilarious with them is they always say, the Mavericks say, and Cuban say, you got to have stars to win. And yet, they are one of two teams in NBA history to win a championship with only one star.
One all-star.
If anybody can prove that you don't need a team loaded with stars, it was Dallas. They did it with Dirk in 2011.
I mean, the Raptors.
The Raptors did it. He had Kyle Lowry.
Okay, Lowry and Siakam, yes, they're big time. They came up
but
big time.
But they're not superstars.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dirk had, yes, Jason Kidd was 55 years old.
And Jason Terry was a sixth man.
Tyson
Chandler. Let's be real, averaged 9 and 9.
10 points, 9 rebounds. So it's
it was 9 and 9.
These guys are really good, but they weren't stars, and you won. So why do you have this mindset? You can't sign Tyson because the great Dwight Howard is out there.
Well, and it was Darren Williams.
Oh, the great Darren Williams.
At the time, both of them were good. I get the idea.
But you had guys.
Yeah, you had the guys that won a championship. And so it's like, I don't think the front office, I don't think they're complete morons. I'm not calling for Donnie's head. But this idea of like going after guys in free agency, they've made other great moves that I think are awesome. And I love that. But the free agent plan, whoever's idea that is, I don't know who, but whoever had that idea, we need to stop.
Move on from free agency.
Don't let that person come into the room anymore.
You
okay? Because this isn't working.
You don't get the guys in free agency. The one guy you got was coming off a torn Achilles, and you gave him a max deal.
I mean,
and he wasn't even worth a max if he was healthy.
Yeah. Well, and you know, people talk about they got Harrison Barnes, they got Chandler Parsons, which is true.
Again,
but
they had to max these guys out.
And also, I don't really know if anybody else wanted them.
No.
You know, I don't mean that in like they sucked or whatever. I'm just saying there wasn't really a lot of competition.
And they may have wanted them, but they weren't going to give them
max.
Like, we're willing to give max money to some of the worst players ever. No disrespect. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was really mean to Harrison Barnes.
How many times have we said no disrespect?
I love Harrison Barnes, actually. Okay. I don't really like Chandler Parsons that much.
But nobody would have thought that he was a max guy. And I think probably Parsons people would say the same thing. Now, okay, my point is not that these guys suck. My point is the Mavericks' decision-making sometimes is so inconsistent. It's like, yes, you signed Barnes and Parsons to a max, and they turned out to be good. That's my point. Why don't you do that with other guys, like a guy like Danny Green or Bogdanovich.
Tobias Harris. Yeah,
same principle. Those kind of mid-tier guys, Malcolm you can Brogdon. Go after them, sign them. Like, people bring that up as like their point. I'm like, no, that's my point, is that they did get those kind of guys. Go after those kind of guys now, not Kemba or guys that aren't going to sign here.
Look, if you're going against Boston, New York, or Los Angeles,
you're going to lose.
You're going to lose.
You're going to lose.
So just stop. Stop going after these guys. Unless they tell you, if it's a guy that was from Dallas, like Julius Randle, he would have signed here. Before,
I mean, but and I don't know, like LaMarcus Julius Aldridge Randle. Was from Dallas.
Yeah, and he picked San Antonio. But that's true.
Again, why wouldn't you pick the Spurs over Dallas?
No disrespect to Dallas.
Yeah.
So it's just like it 3 year, $36 million, and if that's what our final offer was, then yeah, we deserve to lose him.
Yeah.
You're going against the Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis. You're gonna lose unless you give him.
I would sign with them,
and we're willing to do that in the past. Give guys that don't really deserve that money. More money, like it's nothing. But when it comes to some other players, like, no, we're going to keep the powder dry.
Yeah.
And it's like, you
nobody
know.
Nobody wants our powder.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's bad powder.
It's bad powder.
We got low quality powder. Okay.
We got the low quality stuff.
And, like I said, I don't think Danny Green was ever going to actually come to the Mavericks. And like you said in the last episode, it's not fair because no matter what happens, people are going to paint it in a bad way, and he's going to look like a bad guy. But like I said, I'm not an idiot.
But that's what he did.
I can read the situation. I can see what the Lakers offered. I can see what the Mavs offered, and I can see what Danny Green said about the Mavs. To me, it looks like the Mavs were leveraged.
How quickly did Danny Green make that decision?
So fast.
Instantly.
Instantly.
So he never really intended
to
come.
He knew all along what he was going to do.
As soon as he picked the Clippers, hey, Lakers. He didn't call Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he did and said, hey, do you guys have a counter offer? And they're like, we're sticking to our guns or whatever.
We need our cap space because Giannis is going to be a free agent.
And that's the biggest
they
fear.
They better not go they after Giannis.
Just,
I can't even talk about
can
that
Can we have
right
a
now.
Moment of silence? If the Mavericks' goal is Giannis Antetokounmpo, can we move on? You're not getting Giannis.
You're not. You know what's funny, though, is that you had a chance to get Giannis.
You can sign his whole family to your team.
Well, they didn't. His brother is signing with the Bucks. We still have Kostas.
Yes.
But
they got the other brother.
Yeah.
So
Thanasis.
Look, and not only that, now Milwaukee is the front runner in the East.
Yeah.
They're coming out of the East, barring some ridiculous. Tatum may turn into that guy.
The Celtics are going to be better because they lost Kyrie and Al Horford, who were their two best players, and they added Kemba, who's never made the playoffs. So they're going to be better next year.
They're the front runners.
They're the front runners. Yeah,
you're not getting Kemba, Mark. I know you're never going to listen to this, but please don't hold out on getting quality players because you want to have cap space for Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's not coming to Dallas. Let it go. You have your Giannis. His name is Luka.
That was so beautiful, Martin.
Luka is going to be a better player than... He's going to be top five in the league. You have him already.
Yeah, and Kristaps.
So stop. You had Tyson Chandler. You didn't need Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Okay? You had quality... You didn't... You let Steve Nash go for 1 year, but we're going to give Wes freaking Matthews a max contract. And I love Dallas. It's very hard for me to even say negative things about them.
Yeah.
You know how defensive I get when you start saying negative things about Donnie and Mark.
Well, ultimately, I am still a Mavs fan, and I do still think Donnie does a great job. And Mark, at this point, I feel like I should tell a story about Mark Cuban.
Yes.
Like a nice story. So this is our anniversary.
I remember, yeah.
So it was our wedding anniversary. And I was like, you know, it'd be cool if I could get something like Mavericks related for Marty. And so I emailed Mark Cuban and I was like, hey, my husband's a really big Mavs fan. Do you have like, you know, like a free t-shirt you give to people or whatever. I didn't want anything big. I just figured just coming from Mark Cuban would be cool enough. Even if it was like a bumper sticker or something, I was like, you know, do you have anything cool that I could give him for our wedding anniversary? And so he responded to my email, which in itself was cool. And he said, let me know which game you want to go to and I'll give you tickets. And I was like, what? And so
we were good.
Yeah.
Seats.
We went to a Pelicans game and it was on the behind the hoop, which is where he sits. And it was like, I don't know, maybe three or four rows up. I mean, they were good seats and our tickets were at will call. We got them. We went. And it was like, it was just really awesome. I wasn't expecting him to respond, much less something like that. I just wanted like a shirt. So I have respect for Mark Cuban.
I love
Mark
Cuban.
And he's a nice guy. And what he's done for the Mavericks is great. I mean, where they are right now, he's changed the culture.
And I don't think he should sell the team.
No,
I would rather have Mark Cuban as our owner than any other owner. I love Mark Cuban. I just get, as a fan, you get frustrated with when you don't get your player.
And it's because we want them to be good. So when things don't work out, of course we're going to be upset. Yeah. Like that's, I think that's fine. I think that's reasonable. But,
and hopefully we learn just to give up on free agency.
Yeah, now that's what upsets me. If they keep doing this, it's just going to get worse and worse.
In 2 years...
If we're chasing Giannis...
In 2 years...
Or Tatum...
Danny Green's contract expires, and I'm sure the Lakers are going to have a bunch of other people expire. They're going to have max spot open.
The Mavs?
Lakers.
Oh.
And the Mavs. At the same time, Giannis is going to be a free agent. Where's he going?
Lakers.
Okay. We don't even have to guess.
Yeah.
Like, if it's between Dallas and LA...
He's going to LA.
He's going to LA.
Dallas is such a random city. Why would he come to Dallas? That's like saying he's going to go to Charlotte. Like, what?
Now, the organization's great. The city's great. And when you get the guys, they tend to want to stay.
Yeah, when players come here, they realize like, oh, wow, I want to stay here.
Again, it's just do just what you've done when you had Dirk. And every... year and a half or 2 years, you would make a big blockbuster trade
kinda
mid-season.
Kind of change out players change until something sticks.
And you always had an interchange of assets.
And they slowly built that. You know, they got Terry. They got Kidd. They made the trade for Hayward.
Caron Butler
Brandon
Haywood.
Haywood, Butler, Deshaun.
And then you got Sean Marion. So
they slowly built it through trades. Do that.
But in order to do that, you have to sign people.
You have to have
even
assets.
If they're not the best fit, you got to have players that can play because other teams don't want Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yeah.
Other teams don't want Kapowell. It's just the way it is. They don't want them. They want Bogdanovich. They want Malcolm Brogdon. They want D'Angelo Russell. They want guys that are proven that they can play on a high level. And not that these guys are like superstars, but they're assets.
Yeah.
And you continue to show little interest because, oh, they're not a good fit. Well, that might be true. But in order to build your team, sometimes you have to sign just like the Warriors did. You got to get D'Angelo Russell, who does not fit. But I bet you, this year at the trade deadline, D'Angelo Russell's going somewhere for the great Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
So
Tatum for MVP.
Well, know what? It might be to Minnesota for Robert Covington and somebody else. So
Andrew Wiggins.
Well, nobody wants Andrew Wiggins.
Okay. So at this point, like I said, the Mavs are going to be good next year. I think there's some things they could do to make themselves even better. We talked about Andre Iguodala, Steven Adams, if he's available.
And what would it hurt at this point to get Goran Dragic? Just do it. What is it going to hurt?
I mean, like that, I feel like they would be doing it just for the sake of doing it.
Well, okay. He would instantly be your third best player.
Okay.
I mean, do something.
You're so desperate. See, I don't want to make a desperation.
It's 1 year deal.
Yeah,
like
true.
It's just like Iguodala. It doesn't hurt you. At least the guy can play basketball. And you're not going to have freaking Dorian Finney-Smith or Justin Jackson.
Well, see, and that's what I'm talking about is that I don't want to make a move just to make a move. I want to make a move to fill the holes that they have. And I think like Iguodala fits that.
The thing is, they lost out on all those guys.
Well,
so at this point, you might as well just bring in some people that can play.
But Iguodala might be available.
If they get Iguodala, that would be great.
Yeah, I would feel good about that.
Yes, but... I mean, is there any indication based not on yet. How this free agency has gone that the Mavericks are going to end up with Iguodala?
Let me check.
He's going to end up going to the Lakers, the Clippers, the Rockets, or the Celtics.
Yeah, you know, or like Steven Adams. I don't know if he's available, but say he is. I know he's got a big deal. I think he's making $25 million a year, and I get that. But
the dude can play.
Yeah, that's the thing is like, okay, why is he making that much money? Because he's really good. Yes. And I would like to have a really good player. And, you know, again, I know they're going to be good with Porzingis and Luka, but you want to get better, mm-hmm. right? Like, why not try to get better?
Let's say this. Let's say you get Steven Adams and it's a good fit. You know, you guys are winning a lot of games, but you don't really like the combination of Adams and Porzingis on the floor at the same time. So trade deadline comes around. Who could you really use a center like Steven Adams? Golden State.
Yeah.
So now you trade Steven Adams for D'Angelo Russell.
You're just saying hypothetically something like that.
This is the kind
happen.
Of crap that happens when you get assets. Yeah. When you don't have assets, you're not in the conversation with any of these guys. They don't have a chance of getting Iguodala or Steven Adams because they have nothing to give.
Well, right now, the only reason they're in the conversation is because they're a salary dump team. And like that's, you know, I was saying this earlier.
It sounds so insulting.
In the day when we were talking, it's like, it's sad. It's like the person that thinks they're really attractive when they're not. And it's like, like somebody should tell them, you know, and like not to make this about attractiveness, like obviously inner beauty matters, but it's like it's kind of like that. It's like, man, can somebody just tell Dallas that free agents don't really want to sign here? Like, someone tell them that
when you get them, they love you, and they want to stay, but you got to get them. And the only way we've been able to do that is through trades. So, yeah, I think the Mavs. I think that they will reevaluate the Goran Dragic situation. At this point, it doesn't hurt them because they lost out on all their guys, so the cap space does nothing. And at least he can play. So that, and I know the Iguodala, I think they'll try to do that.
Would you rather have Iguodala or Goran Dragic?
Whichever one says yes first. Seriously.
Need Dragic?
You need a guy that can play basketball. And if your starting lineup, and here's the no disrespect again. I love Jalen. He played well, but Goran Dragic is a better player. Dorian Finney-Smith.
No disrespect.
Is not a starting caliber player.
That's going to be our new hashtag.
Justin Jackson.
That's the new slogan for the potty.
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
Okay. So, yeah, you need guys that can play. So, if you are trying to get Iguodala, okay. Whichever one says yes, you take them, and then whatever. You go from there. But now they still have $22 million. There's a scenario where they can end up with both.
Well, but see, those things would be trades. And like you said, they don't have any assets. I don't know if there's a way to make that
Miami
work.
Miami doesn't want an asset. No, nobody's going to give them a high-quality asset for Goran Dragic. Because the $17, $18 million a year that he's making, no one's going to.
I think it's $19.
Yeah, so that would literally be, in my opinion,
that would
a
be
salary
the asset.
Dump.
Yeah, taking in a salary.
That you're helping the Heat out by taking Dragic. He doesn't fit there. They have Jimmy B, and Jimmy's going to be the man. Goran doesn't belong. Now, if there's a real scenario that you can get Dragic and Iguodala, you have to do that. You have to, because you just can't go into the season with Jalen and Dorian Finney-Smith and Capel.
I more want Iguodala because, like I said earlier, the defense, I think you're going to need that now more than ever. Now that, I mean, just the way the West is shaping up, it's going to be every single night. You're going to be facing a wing guy, either a point guard, shooting guard, or small forward. That's going to be every night. And so I think Iguodala.
But I think we forget Dragic can play.
Yeah,
Dragic was an all-star 2 years
ago. Yeah,
but
I think right now defense is a bigger priority.
Yeah, but you got nobody on your team that can score outside of Luka and Porzingis. So defense is a team.
Seth Curry is a good
Seth is a
shooter.
Great player. I love Seth. Glad we have him.
No disrespect.
But Goran was an all-star 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Goran is.
Well, I've always wanted Goran. Yes. I think I said this in the last episode or maybe on Twitter. that I've wanted Dragic ever since he was in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And then he went to the Rockets. Yeah. And then he went to the Heat. The Mavs didn't even go after him. I was upset about that summer. Yep. I wanted him for a long time. So, yeah, I would like to have Dragic. I would also like to have Iguodala.
And we can get both.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, we have
the
cap space for both.
It's not over. I mean, yeah. You could still do those things.
I mean, that Courtney Lee chip that powdered around Courtney Lee is still dry. And, you know, I guess we're just going to hold on to him until his contract expires and never use that piece.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's pretty much all I really wanted to say. You know, I'm disappointed with free agency. I'm frustrated with the plan powder. And I think that Danny Green might have used the Mavs for leverage. All that being said,
I'm disappointed that our offer was only 3 for 36. Yeah. Because if that was all you were offering, then why were you even going after him?
Yeah.
Because you really didn't have a chance of getting him.
Yeah.
You had to do something better than that if you're going to try to pry him away from the Lakers.
Yeah. So all that being said, no disrespect, next year, I think the Mavs are going to be good. I'm looking forward to seeing Luka and Porzingis play together. We'll see what else they put together. Maybe nothing. But, you know, I'm still looking forward to the next year. Like you said, they might be a playoff team or, you know, really close to it. I think it'll be fun. But yeah, I'm disappointed. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still a diehard Mavs fan.
Yeah.
I know Skin will try to tell me I'm an eighth grade teenager going through puberty or whatever.
Teenage girl going through puberty.
And right, you know, but
also,
this is,
can I point out, just in the hashtag MeToo movement, probably not a good idea to compare, to say that about, I'm going to get this out. Probably not a good idea to compare them to a teenage girl going through mm-hmm. puberty, because
why
it got to be a girl? Yeah. I mean, boys can be just as whiny.
But you know, he should have never said that tweet originally about how the Mavs are going to be really happy with, Mavs fans are going to be really happy with free agency. And then to come back and say, well, you guys should be happy with what you have.
This is your fault that you feel this way.
We're not happy. We are happy that we got Porzingis and Luka, and they're both under 23 years old or 23 years old and under, whatever.
Yeah.
But we just felt like we could have did more in this free agency. We didn't. We're disappointed.
And we're disappointed because of the state or the expectations that were set by the team. You know, we just followed what the team did, and they clearly cleared up that cap space. That was obvious. Why else would you have cap space? Like, these are the expectations that the team set. And so going by that, I'm disappointed and I'm frustrated with the plan. Go Mavs.
And the one thing we can really look forward to next season is the really, really A-class, top-of-the-line interview with the Shedder after halftime, because the second question is very insightful every time.
I'm going to edit that out.
No. We got Mavs fans on our side. We're not loyal to Jeff Skin. I don't care if he likes our podcast or not.
Yeah, I don't want him to blueball us.
I don't know what that means, but
it's like blackball, except okay, since we're Mavs fans, it's blue ball.
The thing is, there's a lot of things I love. Don't edit that out.
Why?
Because I think I'm not the only one that feels that way. I mute those interviews.
I think you're just emotional right now, Martin. You're acting like an eighth grade girl.
What bothers me is for him to judge Mavs fans that way. Yeah. Look, I know there's irrational people, but,
well, you want to talk about like keeping your react, being in control of your reaction.
Look what you
and
said.
Trying to stay positive, and that's how you're going to spread positivity, by saying stuff like that. Like, you don't look like the bigger person right now.
You easily could have said, look guys,
or not say anything, or
I know you're upset.
You know what,
free agency didn't go the way we wanted it to go, but we got Luka and KP. Let's try to remember that, and let's get ready for the season.
And then
something
let
like
it go.
Yeah.
And then just stop tweeting. Yeah. Yeah. So, Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN Sauces. Russell Westbrook and his agent, Thad Fauscher? I don't know, are engaged with OKC GM Sam Presti on next steps for the All-Star guard, including the possibility of trade this summer. We're okay, so we're 45 minutes into the pod. Real quick, do you trade for Westbrook?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Because
I don't think he's an asset.
I don't like his attitude, and he would just take the ball away from Luka.
No.
I think that's like worst case scenario.
Now, if you can get in a three-team trade or something,
yeah,
then that's fine. But and I know
where we're the dump team because no one actually likes.
And
us.
I know that sounds contradictory to what I said the entire pod about getting assets, but that's just one you stay away from.
Yeah,
Westbrook is not an asset; he is a liability.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. So anyway, that's the state of the Mavs. You know, we're going to watch next year. It'll be fun. I'm disappointed. And I hope they, you know, kind of wisen up, follow what they did with getting Porzingis, you know, collecting assets and making moves that way and not missing out on so many opportunities just to chase somebody in free agency.
And I'm going to go have a beer with Dirk.
They're not going to get that reference.
Then they will.
Okay.
If they watch the Mavs games, they'll get it.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. It's fun to have people to talk to about this. I'm going to try to get this up on YouTube. It's usually so delayed. I'm going to try to get this up pretty soon on YouTube. So you can leave your comments over there. Just search Dallas Hoops Fancast to find the channel. Leave your comments. Tweet us at Dallas Hoops Cast, or you can follow me @_SydneyMyers. And we look forward to chatting with you. Go Mavs. I think that's it. We see you guys in the next episode. Adios.
So this is a wind projections now updated.
Wind projections.
Yeah. So in the West, number one team, Houston with 53 wins, Golden State at 50, Clippers 48, Denver 48, Utah 47, Pelicans 46.
They have the great Lonzo Ball.
I don't understand the Pelicans at 46. The Lakers at 46, OKC at 43, San Antonio 43, Denver 43, Dallas 43.
Wait, I thought Denver was higher.
Oh, I meant Portland.
Oh, okay.
And Dallas 42.7.
I think our next episode we should do like the NPR people.
Talk like this.
Welcome to Dallas Hoops Fan. Okay, what were you saying about win projections?
Well, Sydney.
We don't have to. Yeah, you know, the Clippers being that low surprises me. Lakers, you know, even though they do have LeBron and AD, and Danny Green definitely helps, but they don't have anybody else. And this is one thing I forgot to mention in the episode, but I was saying this earlier, how they were really stupid by trading all of their guys in order to clear the cap space before they knew they were getting Kawhi or not.
Mm-hmm.
They should have waited until after they heard, because now they traded all those guys. They have no players. It's now they're in a really bad, well, not a really bad spot, but they're in a bad spot.
Who?
The Lakers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They should have waited to trade those guys.
First of all, I don't think I don't know why. People get
well,
so caught
Well, because Lonzo
up
Ball and Brandon
names.
Ingram. But
on
they also
paper,
got, they have Jrue Holiday and they got
J.J. Redick.
Jonathan Redick.
On paper, these guys, they sound good. But in a reality, Lonzo Ball is not very good.
Yeah.
Brandon Ingram is not very good.
Brandon Ingram was not what people thought he would
no,
be.
No, he's
He
not,
was
he's,
projected to be the next Kevin Durant.
He's an okay player, but yeah, he's not on a level that's going to elevate your team to
yeah
winning. J.J. Redick's not going to do that. J.J. Redick is good when he's on a good team.
Yeah.
Jrue Holiday has never been able to lead a team to a winning record.
I would like to have Jrue Holiday.
I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Defender. But he's not like a, you know, good,
not,
like you said,
going to
elevate your
yeah
team. Yeah.
And Zion, you don't know what they're not going to be good next year. And you write it down. Do whatever you need to do.
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
You never said bye.
I never say bye. It's my thing.